In this bulletin, Australia underlining its intention to renew global relationships at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. Ukraine takes back territory in the southeast as it presses its case for European Union membership. And in cycling, Grace Brown misses out on victory in the UK Women's Tour by just 1 second. With the latest SBS News, I'm Aslam Al-Ghalib. Defence Minister Richard Marles has used his appearance at a security summit in Singapore to repeat Australia's message that it intends to repair and renew diplomatic relationships. With China due to speak at today's Shangri-La Dialogue plenary session on its vision for regional order, Mr. Marles has acknowledged its growing influence in the Pacific and that China is Australia's biggest trading partner. He has told the gathering that China is not going anywhere and its economic success is connected to Australia's own. But the defense minister also took the opportunity to underline Australia's commitment to the region.
Under Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, Australia will take our place in the world with confidence. And we will bring new energy to our relationships with old friends. Australia will embark on a new era of engagement with the Pacific. Indeed, we already have.
Bill Shorten says the NDIS is no longer recognizable as the scheme he helped to design when Labor was last in government. There are 518,000 Australians with NDIS plans and thousands employed in related disability services. But the government services minister says it has become a bureaucratic nightmare with too much red tape, many participants worried about their plans being unfairly cut, and money being spent on lawyers fighting people trying to get access to the scheme. He says organized crime syndicates have also targeted the NDIS.
I've started to read disturbing reports from our criminal intelligence analysts that as a government payment scheme, the same people in organised crime who were taking money out of the family daycare scheme are now moving across into NDIS, obtaining people's personal information, false invoices, overpadding of bills, ghost payments.
Mr. Shorten says he wants to restore trust in the NDIS and is involving the disability community in discussions about how to improve its function and purpose. Meanwhile, advocates say disabled people continue to live in poverty despite an apparently massive investment into the sector. In a speech to the Disability Employment Australia conference, advocate L. Gibbs pointed out that although millions of dollars had already been poured into the disability economy, over half of disabled people still lived below the poverty line. She says the employment gap also remains stubbornly high. The most recent Australian Bureau of Statistics data shows 53% of disabled people of working age are in work, compared to 84% of non-disabled Australians. For those with an intellectual disability, only 32% are in work, but many are in Australian disability enterprise positions earning pay that is below the minimum wage. The homecoming of the Natasalingam family to Biloela will end with the 5th birthday of daughter Tharnica today. It will be the little girl's first birthday that she will celebrate in her Queensland home after being in immigration detention with the rest of her family for the past 4 years. The return of the family to Queensland marks the end of a 4-year campaign launched after the Morrison government attempted to deport them to Sri Lanka in March of 2018. Priya and Nadas arrived by boat in Australia as asylum seekers fleeing the civil war in Sri Lanka before they met and had their two girls. Ukraine says it has retaken territory in its southeast region as President Volodymyr Zelensky continues to press his case for European Union membership. The president says Ukraine had recaptured villages and towns in the southeastern Kherson and Zaporizhzhia regions, which are largely under the control of Russian forces. But he has conceded fierce street fights are continuing in Severodonetsk, with prolonged fighting there pulverizing sections of the town. Meanwhile, Mr. Zelensky has said he remains hopeful Ukraine's request to join the EU following a meeting with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in Kyiv. He says the European project certainly cannot be complete without us. Ms. von der Leyen says the EU executive's answer would be ready soon.
As you know, the Commission is currently preparing the recommendations, the so-called opinion, for the EU member states. We have been working day and night on this assessment, and I promise to you in April, dear Volodymyr, that we will be tirelessly working on it. So the discussions today will enable us to finalize our assessment by the end of next week.
Thousands of people have rallied across the United States in a renewed push for gun control measures. Speaker after speaker in an estimated 300 rallies across the nation, including at the National Mall in Washington, called on senators to act or risk being voted out of office. The House has passed bills to raise the age limit to buy semi-automatic weapons and establish federal red flag laws, but the Senate is seen as a major impediment to the final approval of those bills, as well as a major bipartisan shift on gun control policy. Gun violence survivor Trevon Bosley told the Washington rally that the toll from the shootings was being ignored by those on the Hill.
The cries of the nation's children can be heard across the world, and you choose to turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to the lives being taken. Your job is to represent and serve all the people who call this country home. And so far, you've shown us you only represent the pockets of whoever donates the most to your campaign.
And to cycling, and Australia's top road cyclist Grace Brown has narrowly missed claiming victory in the prestigious UK Women's Tour. Brown finished in second place overall, just 1 second behind the winner, Elisa Borghini, after a dramatic sixth and final stage from Chipping Norton to Oxford, where the Italian finished third in the stage to claim the yellow jersey. This is how SBS Sport called the final moments of the race.
What a finish! Capone Wiebes and Elisa Longa Borghini. That means she will take that overall here in the women's tour.
With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.